Thank you. Please do not adjust your radio. Sorry, if you just tuned in for the last few seconds of that track, you might be wondering if you had got some distortion from the sender, but no, that's part of a quite remarkable album. Although, as I mentioned, there's times when it almost borders on the painful, and if you're not braced for some extraordinarily adventurous music from a violinist named Modney. From Ascending Primes, doing the prime number ascension through the personnel tracks of the album. That's from part of a suite within that album called Fragmentation in the Single Form. There's a lot of thought has gone into this album, and it's a very complex concept. Interesting, though, it is clearly an acquired taste. I totally appreciate that. But it's worthwhile to be able to say, yeah, I've really had some exposure to some of the neat, way out there stuff in the current jazz world, and that's part of why I'm here. But I'm going to move it back again a little bit with this next track. Oh, I should say now we've snuck into the second hour of our program already. It's 11:05 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. The moving back away from the edge a bit here, there's a new album just released called Old Main Chapel with trumpeter Ron Miles. Now, trumpeter Ron Miles died in March 2022, at the age of 58. He apparently had a rare blood disorder that he couldn't fight off any longer. He was highly acclaimed as a truly brilliant musician, composer, band leader, and educator. This album, which has just been released, is from a concert which was held at the Old Main Chapel. If you're wondering what that is, it's a jazz venue in Boulder, Colorado. I suppose it used to be the Old Main Chapel. Anyhow, it has three mature and confident musicians here in this trio that put on a lovely concert, and there is communication and rapport with the audience. They obviously are loving what they're hearing. The trio has Bill Frizzell on guitar and Brian Blade on drums. And as I say, it's a fine example of three mature and confident musicians just putting on a wonderful gift to the audience that's in front of them. The Miles tone, this is Ron Miles tone, is predominantly mellow, and he can move up scale and drive a beat like all jazz musicians pretty well. But the overall impact tends to be fairly gentle. This album is just thoroughly enjoyable from one end to the other. And there are lengthy tracks like the one I'm going to play. It unwinds slowly, but with purpose and direction, and it really is just a very neat album. I'm glad that wherever it was hiding, that they found it and released it now. From Ron Miles' Old Main Chapel, I'm going to play Ruby Go Round, which is one of the longer tracks. Goes about 13 minutes or so. Here is trumpeter Ron Miles, sadly no longer with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ruby Go Round, a track from an album called Old Main Chapel, from a concert from a few years ago with trumpeter Ron Miles, who sadly died in 2022, with his trio there, Bill Frizzell on guitar and Brian Blade on drums. Really, it was a love fest. You could tell by the response of the audience throughout this whole album. And he was a very highly acclaimed musician, and sadly gone too soon at age 58 of a rare blood disorder. It's 11:23 already in Central Time here in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black here at CKUW until 1 o'clock. Well, again, another tribute album. Tribute albums are very common in the music world generally, in the jazz world for sure. Leader and educator Anthony Brinker has compiled a bunch of his friends and associates to perform on an album called Songs My Mum Liked. And it is a pure tribute to his mother. He speaks so highly of her in the liner notes about her encouragement of him to get an education, to do what he wished, to become an educator and a musician, and was there at every step. He speaks so beautifully about her. I'm not sure about the songs that she likes. Some of them are original tunes, a lot of them, and whether or not they are specifically ones she knew and liked, or if he thinks that she might be whatever. They cover a wide range, and it's sort of an interesting album, a tribute album. He has Donnie McCaslin on tenor and soprano, Phil Ditzak on trumpet, Fabian Almazan on piano, Linda Mahan O on bass, Rudy Royston on drums, Pete McCann on guitar, Aubrey Johnson on vocals, and Brinker is the composer and musical director. Really interesting album. I'm going to play two tracks, and this one has a very specific and very up-to-date reference. It's called The Holy, H-O-L-Y, The Holy Innocent, for KB and the Children of Gaza. Yes, indeed. Day after day, the Children of Gaza are the victims of that event, to say the least. That's the first track. The second one is called Crystal Agent. Two tracks from Songs My Mum Liked, with leader Anthony Brinker. We'll be right back. Leader Anthony Brinker and his band with a brand new album called Songs My Mom Liked. A very interesting group of people that he put together there. Donnie McCaslin, certainly the best known, perhaps, and Linda Han May Oh on bass. There's some very good folks in that group. And his tribute to his mother is certainly very heartfelt, for sure. And it's very good, listenable, enjoyable music that is a clear tribute to a woman who is so influential in his life. My goodness, we're already into the second half of our program today. It certainly seems to have gone very quickly. I don't know, for me, anyhow. It's 11:39 or so here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and I'm about to go into my historical segment today, which has trumpeter Clifford Brown on the what used to be the turntable that's now in the digital lineup. Clifford Brown was a remarkable trumpeter, and the backstory here is really quite amazing, because he discovered relatively late as a teenager that he had remarkable trumpet chops, composed a lot of stuff and everything else. He was injured in a car accident in 1950, which is sort of ironic, and you'll know why in a minute, because he was visited by Dizzy Gillespie because he'd been doing some playing, and Diz felt that he needed to be encouraged to continue with his music more completely, and yes, he did. But the saddest part of all is that the car crash in 1950 was just a preamble, because in 1956 he was being driven to a gig with his wife was at the wheel, and she was allowing him a chance to get some Z's in the back seat with a colleague, when she lost control of the car and all three were killed in a car crash. Clifford Brown was 25 years old. It's remarkable to consider that, because he's left behind a couple of tracks, a couple you're going to hear today, things like Joy Spring and Daoud. They were staples in the jazz world and have been covered by everybody. So he left behind a bit of recorded music, but as I say, at 25, oh my goodness, what it would have been if he had only been able to stay with us for longer than that. This album that I is one of the there's a few albums with him actually that are pretty good. This one is a sort of a favorite of mine in a way. It's called Jazz Immortal featuring Zoot Sims. It's got Clifford Brown on trumpet, Stu Williamson on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor, Bob Gordon on barre, Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass on part of the way, and Carson Smith the rest of the way, and Shelly Mann on drums. It's a really interesting album. And it originally came out in 1954, so he was 23-ish when this was recorded, and it's really quite remarkable, the maturity of his sound, and he was really a remarkable talent, and it's always doubly sad when someone at that age who had so much to offer, and you keep wondering, what if? But we've got some stuff that still allows him to be heard and appreciated all these years later. From 1954, from the Jazz Immortal featuring Zoot Sims with Clifford Brown on trumpet, I'm going to play Daoud, Finders Keepers, Joy Spring, Gone with the Wind, Bones for Jones, Blueberry Hill, and Tiny Capers. Here, from 1954, the Immortal Clifford Brown. Thank you.
We'll be right back.